This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out a couple of websites, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And both of those are our websites. And again, we do our due diligence in checking folks out to make sure we are bringing you the very best. Neither one of these are really meant to be a directory to give you, 50 options, as in our case today, for a realtor, whatever. we want to find really that one person, maybe two, depending on the area of service. But we just want to make sure we're connecting you with good people, and that's what our websites are all about. We have a helpline that's always open for you. That's 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, glad to have in studio today Pamela Meyer. Pamela's with Denver Home Navigators. You can check out her website at exactly that, denverhomenavigators.com, and her number's 303-506-0106. With that, we'll welcome Pamela Meyer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
All right. I thought we'd talk about it. It doesn't take long to figure out there's a lot of people moving here.
Yes,
traffic
accurate.
Is unbelievable. So I got to think about maybe people, whether they already live here, maybe they're buying their first home, or people coming here.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, it's still their first home in Colorado. And I saw the other day where Highlands Ranch was listed in one of the top places to live. Yeah. So I don't know who makes those up.
I don't either. I don't know how they get there.
I wish they'd say it's all bad to live, then maybe people would quit coming. But what do you say to people, they're wanting to buy a home here, and maybe it is their first-time home buyer. It doesn't necessarily mean they're young. Sometimes people rent for a long time
right.
and then decide to buy. So what are some tips, really, for you can share with us today?
Well, yes, we are one of the best places to live. That's why we live here. But it is, I think one of the first things people need to know is their financial options. The last thing in the world you want to do, the last thing in the world I want to do as an agent, even because it's so disheartening to my buyers, is take them in a car, show them property that they don't even, maybe they can't even afford it. Because then they find the house they love, and then they go to the lender and find out you can't afford that. And everything else is in comparison to that. So let's find out first what you can qualify for. And I don't care if you can qualify for $1 million and you personally mm-hmm. want to make a decision within your budgetary guidelines that you only want to spend $500,000. I'll abide by whatever you decide, but let's find out what the bottom line is.
Sure.
Because it's just painful when people find something, fall in love, and then find out they can't have it.
Right. So when you meet with people for that first time, there's really, I won't say an extensive interview process, but there are questions that you need to know to help see if you are the right fit for them, number one.
Well, first of all,
and they're the right fit for you.
It goes both ways.
And
for sure.
Just to kind of figure out what they're wanting.
It is that piece of, some of the early questions are, what are you purchasing because you're going to stay here? Because if somebody's really only here for a year, if they got transferred in, they have an internship or something to do, and then they're going to be relocated, I don't know that I'd recommend they purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're going to hang on to it after they leave. Because there are expenses of there are expenses to purchase, and
right.
there are expenses of sale. And so if you're only holding for a short period of time, it kind of eats into your proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever upward mobility our market may have, which has been slowing the last part of this 2018, it's just, it's not the frenzy of, the last 4 years.
Right.
That does not mean the market is, I've had people like, what's happening? What's happening? There are houses on the market and they're staying. Well, normal, which we have not seen in a while in the Denver metro area, normal time on the market is about 3 months, 91 days.
Gotcha.
So imagine you put your house on the market and you have to endure 3 months worth of people traipsing in and out of your home. Now, we've been very spoiled, both sellers, buyers, well, buyers not so much, except for interest rates. But it's been fast paced, you know, and so it does take some time. So for a buyer, getting qualified, knowing what interest rates are doing, what it might mean to you if the interest rates go up by 0.25% or 0.5% in terms of your buying power, it does impact it.
Right.
By tens of thousands of dollars. So one of the things in terms of knowing your financial options is, well, how much money do you have to put down? You know, do you have money in savings for a 3.5, 5, 10, or 20% of a purchase price? Mm-hmm. Because the more you can put down, the better interest rates. Often you don't have to pay mortgage insurance premium, for example. And then whether you're a veteran, whether you're buying out in more rural areas where a USDA loan might be available, that's not a loan that's common in our
right.
Metro Denver area. So, you know, there are things to investigate, and depending upon your own financial condition, anticipated time of ownership, etc., there's more than one way to skin a cat in terms of qualifying for a loan.
Mm-hmm. Pamela Myers with us again, DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website. And if you'd like to meet with Pamela, and you don't always say this, it's never too early to start the process. But if you'd like to meet with Pamela, give her a call, 303-506-0106, because sometimes, you know, even I always tell people, hey, if you're just thinking about it in the next 6 months to a year, go ahead and meet with you. Meet with Kurt, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, just
talk.
To figure out where everything is. And when I say Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And just go ahead and get that relationship established, because you never know when you may run across something. I may tell you, hey, I'm not going to do something for a year, but here's what I'm looking for. And then all of a sudden that comes available.
It might change your timetable.
Exactly.
It absolutely could.
So that's a great thing. Now, also vets. I want to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Vets, because there's a lot of things, and Kurt goes through a lot of things with mortgages that are good benefits there. But
he does.
Man, you're a vet out there. It's a great thing to buy a house, right?
It is. With a VA loan, you actually can buy a property and bank out the whole thing. So if you buy a $350,000, $400,000 house, your loan is for the whole amount. Yes, you probably have to come up with a couple of thousand dollars for earnest money, which is the thing that makes your offer valid.
Mm-hmm.
But you can even get that back by the time you close. So you get a loan on the whole amount. Now, although there isn't mortgage insurance premium, there is a VA funding fee, but still, it's a great rate. The qualifications are reasonable. You don't have to have an 820 credit score.
Right.
And if a vet is disabled, they even have some additional savings that mm-hmm. are Kurt's expertise,
sure.
not mine.
Right, right. And then another thing you want to know, so besides your financial options, is just really knowing about the market, which I'm glad I don't have to know that. That's your deal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly
and
right.
And so you can let us know, really, hey, you know what, man, we need to wait a few more months before we get mm-hmm. into something. Right now is just not the right time. But, you know, the market.
I do know the market. And whether people make decisions based on what they need in their life. Just because I tell them interest rates might be up by then, and the price might be more expensive by them, that's irrelevant if you have other issues that are like, nope, this does not fit our timetable.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're in a position where you're kind of like hemming and hawing and you're not sure, educating you about where the market is, where we anticipate it going, could make you lean one way or another. But it's not my decision, it's yours. My job is to provide information.
Right.
Certainly, one of the things, you know, if you study the climate, well, people always think about our weather. But the climate in our real estate environment is also very, still very seller, pro-seller. Even with a little bit of softening, the softening does not mean that the market is going down by any means. I listened to Lawrence Yoon from the National Association of Realtors. He's an economic forecaster who was in town and speaking at the South Suburban Association of Realtors not too long ago, late July, I think. And we really don't have any prediction of anything going down, flattening. I mean, it might not go up the way it has been, but for at least the rest of 2018 and into 2019, probably, maybe even to 20. Mm-hmm. So, because what doesn't change is people are still coming here to the metro area. And we have the lowest amount of inventory we've had in a generation. Now, and I can say that saying, okay, so it might not be quite as low right now because we've had a little bit of an uptick, but an uptick to maybe 9,000-10,000 properties is way different than a normal market of almost 20,000 properties on the market at any given time. So that doesn't switch us like an on and off switch into what is called a buyer's market, which is when we have more than 6 months, 5 or 6 months worth of inventory, which means if nothing else came on the market, it would take 5 or 6 months to totally deplete the existing inventory. That doesn't mean a buyer can't buy a house. You're not. I've had people go, well, I want to get a deal. Well, your deal right now is your interest rate.
Right.
Because you are going to pay close to full price. You might not pay full price today. Some in the frenzy of our market, it's been interesting where some people have said, well, we were afraid to insult the seller, so we didn't want to bring him an offer that was $5,000 under list. You don't understand that it's called negotiating between buyer and seller.
Sure.
So when someone said to me, well, somebody tried to lowball me the other day when they had their house on the market before in 2016, I said, well, your house was on the market at $400,000. What was the lowball offer? She said, $390 or something. I mean, it was like 97.5% of list price. I said, just so you know, that is not the definition of a lowball offer.
Right.
That is a normal buyer offer. You could have negotiated time or anything else, but that was not a lowball. I said, if your house was listed at $400 and they offered you $350, that would be considered a lowball.
Exactly.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Just about a minute and a half left here, but another thing that's very important, you know, when you're buying a house, and we're going to do this on another segment too, is talking about, you know, I mean, what are you really buying in that area for? I mean, are you going to be Do you find when people, I mean, what are the main things they ask you real quick? I mean, or you ask them, hey, where do you work? Do you mind the 45 minute commute, or do you want a 10 minute commute?
Right. That's all part of the discussion.
Yeah.
You know, are they planning? Do they have children? Are they looking at schools? What schools have they been talking about? Where do they work? What kind of commute time do they want? I've had people move from out east in Centennial over west to Lakewood, just because they spend so much time in the mountains over a year's time.
Right.
And just across our metro area, that's a pretty significant commute when you do it all the time.
Sure.
So, yes, places, you know, people go, well, I want to live near the Denver Tech Center. Why? Is your job there? One of the things, you know, depending upon the career you have or where you're looking for work, people move up north quite a bit because we have a lot of tech up in Boulder, Louisville, et cetera. Also, aerospace, Martin Marietta, all of that. You've got, you know, people who want to move south and west.
Sure.
So it doesn't, so that really is more of a, it's your own family's dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
How much time, you know, you don't want to, okay, we got the house, but it takes me an hour and a quarter each way.
3 hours out
to
of
get,
your day.
Right.
Yeah. So that's,
you know,
not fun.
So anyway, so yeah, all that's important.
All right. Well, again, Pamela can help you, and whether, hey, it's your 10th home in Colorado or your first, she can help you out. Give her a call, 303-506-0106. Again, 303-506-0106. And her website is denverhomenavigators.com. Pamela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Stop enduring nerve pain. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. The burning, tingling sensation starts in your feet, slowly progressing until your balance begins to suffer. Occasional numbness turns into constant discomfort. You become afraid to drive because you can't feel the pedals. Do not resign yourself to a lifetime of limited mobility. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center offers an advanced technology called electronic signaling, giving hope to seniors with nerve pain. Call 720-851-9694 to schedule a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam. Dr. Anderson will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. You shouldn't need to tolerate nerve pain. Call today, 720-851-9694.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who's at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have David Cishan back with us, Cishan Financial Services. You can check out their website at cishanfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And they're also with the Householder Group. David, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio.
Thanks, Scott. Nice to be back.
You know, I thought we'd kind of reset a little bit here. You've been on with us numerous times, and sometimes people catch us at different times, and I'm sure we get new listeners from time to time, but a lot of them had heard your story of, you know, how you got into this whole financial planning world, a little bit about your background. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got into this.
Well, I actually got into the financial planning and being a financial advisor literally by accident. I got hurt playing ball with the St. Louis Cardinals, and unfortunately had to go to work for a living. And I was asked by a headhunter one day to go take this interview. And they wouldn't tell me who I would interview with, and they said, you have to promise to go even if we tell you. So I said, okay, and it was a company back east called, at the time, Connecticut General, life insurance company. And I said, God, no, I'm not gonna do that. But I went, end up doing some business and getting in the business because of the financial planning aspect there, and really liked it, and it progressed over the years to the point where we have our own financial planning organization, and through the Householder Group, and we've been doing it now for, I don't know, long time. So we provide full financial planning to folks. I do a lot of educational. I do a lot of teaching. We do quite a number of seminars. And one of the compliments that we consistently get is when we do our seminars is that they're educational.
Right.
You know, we're there to raise problems that people have and to kind of show them how they can solve them.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you evidently know other people in this industry. You hear different names, other firms, all that. What do you think? And you kind of probably just touched on it, what sets you apart, but what do you feel like, you know, when clients sit down with you, they're going to get from you that, you know, in one way or another, they're not going to get anywhere else?
Right. Well, I think education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves. What is it, who they are, what are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Right.
So it's understanding about the clients. It's understanding what their feelings are, not only about their dollars and cents that they have put together, but about their family members. about their estate plan, about their protection, what kind of protection that they need, not just on their assets, but, you know, we're in a very litigious society. There's thousands of lawsuits every minute for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And our country allows it, one of the few. So we have to contend with that. And then there's retirement income. Not what you spend your money on, but how do you protect your income? How do you have it established so that no matter what happens in the real world, your monies are safe. You're okay. You don't have to worry. And then investments. We look at different types of investments. Not to change what they have, because a lot of people come in and they're pretty good shape. They don't own terrible things. They just need to have it massaged a little bit, perhaps, to stop the leaks and protect those monies from bad things like in 2008 and 2002.
Sure. Do you get some people sometimes, though, that, you know, they bring you what they've got and you start showing them what they have and they're like, didn't know I had or not as familiar with it as they should be?
Yeah. One of the things I do, especially when it comes to insurance that people have, is I always ask them, what is this for? And tell me in a couple of sentences what it does for you. And people draw a blank. Especially when it comes to things like on the investment side. They might have an annuity, okay, which is nothing wrong with an annuity. But I'll ask them, well, what type do you have? I don't know. What's it do? Not sure. How's it working for you? I don't know. That's the majority. And again, inherently, there may nothing be what their choice was. It may be a fine choice, but they just don't know. They've forgotten about it. That's why it's important when people do things to be constantly reminded. We meet with clients quarterly or more often if they want. We don't charge for it. But it's to rediscuss those aspects, those five areas, to make sure that we're on the same page and nothing's changed.
Right. So complimentary consultation.
Yep.
And so what does that first one kind of look like? How long should someone plan to spend with you there for that first one?
Well, our first complimentary consultation is roughly about an hour and a half, typically no longer than an hour and a half. And we take them through a questionnaire that I ask a bunch of questions on, and it covers estate planning. You guys die, where's your money go? Where your assets go if you haven't used them all up?
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at protection planning. And we go through a series of sections on protection planning, and not just insurance, but other aspects. For example, might be insurance to cover lawsuits, accidents, so forth. So we go through protection planning, and then we go through income planning. What do we need monies for? Do we realize that if we need $5,000 a month currently for retirement, with inflation of 3%, 20 years down the road, we're going to need $16,000 or $12,000? Did you take that into consideration? Most people don't. So it's income planning. How do we protect that income? What can we do to counter inflation and taxation as best we can currently? And then we'll go into tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
Again, tax planning is an important factor because we have to pay our fair taxes by law. We got a great country and it costs money to run it.
Sure.
But as I tell clients, you are in the position to pay the amount of taxes you want. And the reason I say that is because the income tax laws are so complicated now. We've got over 90,000 in Internal Revenue Code that allow us to do certain things. The problem with that is most people don't know what those things are. Most accountants or tax preparers don't educate the clients well enough, and it's because they're busy, they're tied up, they're trying to get the tax return done. It's after last year. They just want to be done and get the refund for the client. But there are many things that people can do. Education is a great equalizer. Once they see those tools, they can decide if they should use them or not. And then, of course, investments. So the investments is the fifth thing that we'll talk about in that meeting. And I look at what they have and then ask them a bunch of questions on there. And I will then take those and analyze those five areas that we have discussed. So that takes about an hour and a half, that first session. And there's no charge for that. I've learned over the years that this is a good way to learn if clients are really interested. Mm-hmm. And also for them to see how thorough I'm going to be. And then once we get through that meeting, I'll suggest that we have a second meeting, and I'll review with them what you told me in writing, and so that there's never any confusion. And we'll sit down in that second meeting, let's just say, and we'll review what our findings are.
Right.
And again, it's just basically to determine, to make sure I am on the same page that they are on, and I'm understanding what they're telling me.
So would you say, and we talked about this on a previous show about getting a second opinion on what you have going, matter if it's a brand new client that's coming to you to look at things, or getting that second opinion, those first appointments kind of the same?
I do the same thing, and the reason I do the same thing is because it's worked out extremely well over the years.
Right.
And it prevents me from missing things. For example, a client will come in to one of these meetings, and maybe we've asked them to bring in certain information. And they won't bring in a statement. They'll just have it written down that I have X number of dollars here. Well, I can't use that in my analysis because I can't read what that really is. I need something that verifies. And now we're not criticizing the client. They may be right to the penny. But unless I can see it, I won't use it. And we have to understand that. So sometimes clients say, well, you know, we don't want to give all that information on this first meeting. So I'll say, oh, okay, that's fine. So you just want to kick the tires. And they'll say, yes. So then we'll have a general discussion that hopefully leads
sure.
to this meeting back again. And that's okay. You know, there's not a problem with me with that.
Right.
So again, this kind of approach is systematic. I do it all the time. And I don't deviate. And if someone won't give me the information or is fearful or concerned, which can happen, then I thank them, give them their stuff, and pat them on the back.
Right. You know, we've talked about it a few times, but I want to bring it up here in our last couple of minutes. And that's, you know, it's never too late to get started. It's always been better, would have been better if, you know, we would have all started earlier saving money. But what do you say to those people out there that say, you know what, I hear you guys all the time talking about this, but, you know, I don't have $1 million to put up somewhere, and, you know, I don't even know where to begin to start saving money. Any little just tips right there? You talk to people like that. They're, you know, 55 plus, and just they don't know what they're going to do.
That's why I say education is a great equalizer. And I just suggest to them that they come in and sit down and talk about it. We don't have to go through a regular full session, but come in and talk about it because, again, there's a variety of – it's just not the money. You know, there's a variety of risks. There's the investment risk, but there are other things that they have to be aware of. That longevity risk and outliving money is critical. They may have $1 million, but if it isn't producing income, what good is it?
Mm-hmm.
They may have $2 million in real estate in a piece of land somewhere, but if it isn't producing income that they can use, what good is it? It's only going to go to somebody as a gift or an inheritance.
Sure.
All right. Now, maybe they can sell it in time if the market goes up and everything is okay, and that's good, but they don't yet. They haven't.
Right.
So, again, education is the equalizer, and we take the time to educate them.
Well, great. Well, this has been great information for our listeners, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Scott.
Call 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917 for that free consultation, and David will be glad to help you out. Their website is cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Rejuvenate your retirement with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. Attend a two-hour course on retirement planning Thursday, January 31st from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Arapahoe Community College in Parker. Learn how to maximize your tax efficiency, plan ahead for health care, long-term care, and retirement income, how to identify threats to your retirement savings, and learn everything you need to know about Social Security. All packed into one two-hour session with David Cishon. Thursday, February 31st from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Parker campus of Arapahoe Community College. Call now to register, 303-797-5722. That's 303-797-5722. Don't miss this chance to meet David Cishon in person. Certified estate planner, regional vice president of householder group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial.
Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And welcome to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine. Marie, good to see you.
Good to be here, Scott.
After your hour and a half commute today.
Oh, man, that was brutal.
Man, I want a weatherman job. I want a weather person job.
Hey, right, somebody who's always wrong.
We said we had an inch or so, maybe some areas, nothing. We got like 7 inches in Highlands.
If I could still be employed and be wrong that often.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about job security.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, the people that are right most often, and that is Integrated Health Center and our good friends over there, Dr. Shane Stedman. Dr. Perry Maynard actually joins us today. So, Dr. Maynard, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great today, and I agree with you. I woke up, and I was expecting maybe a light dusting, and then I found 4 inches on my car, and I was like, well, I may be running a little bit late. Should have left a little bit earlier.
Yeah, no kidding.
But things are going well today.
Well, good, good. Well, hey, always good to have you on, and understand you guys are going to be doing another seminar be coming up Thursday on the 31st, and then again on February the 7th. So it's the 31st and then February 7th, right?
Yep. So it's actually going to be a three-part series. So we'll have one this Thursday and then the next Thursday, which will be the 7th. And then I'll actually have one the next
12th,
Tuesday after in February on the 12th. Yep.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Three-part series. 31st, 7th, and 12th.
Okay. You know, let's take a minute. I mean, I look in the three little circles of you guys' logo a little bit, and it's got neurology, endocrinology, and immunology. Take just a minute and explain the kind of the differences in those and how they kind of integrate it together.
Definitely. So when looking at the neurology circle, what kind of differentiates us from what you could look at as traditional neurology is saying, okay, looking at the brain functionally, okay, so most of neurology looks at saying, do I see a tumor? Do I not see a tumor? Is there a stroke? Is there not? Okay, everything else looks somewhat normal versus we like to say, functionally, how are different hubs in your brain communicating, right? Because the brain works in networks. So you may have hub A communicates to hub B, hub B to hub C, right? And they all integrate a ton of information to then give you whatever your behavior is that you want, right? So when we talk about neurology, we try our best to really look at kind of the neurophysiology and of all these networks, how are they working and are they giving you appropriate feedback, right? Is the way your brain working appropriate to give you the things that you want to achieve, right? Mm-hmm. And off of that, though, you need proper fuel, right? So if we look at the brain, it really needs three big things. It needs activation. It needs oxygen, and then it needs fuel in the source of proteins, carbs, fats, and even hormones and things like that. So when you look at endocrinology, what someone's hormones may say, like testosterone, estrogen, thyroid hormone, things like that, play a huge role in brain health as well. So if we look at how the brain's communicating, we say, well, it's not communicating the way I'd like it to be. Well, maybe because it's not getting the appropriate fuel to actually function, right? And so that's where we look heavily into endocrinology. So looking into hormones, looking into blood sugar and things like that. And finally is immunology, right? The longer I'm in practice, the more and more I realize how important the immune system is, right? Mm-hmm. Like you guys are aware of, everyone talks about inflammation,
right?
You know, but really what is inflammation? You know, we hear this big buzz term, you know, and largely it's produced by the immune system. Right? If our immune system doesn't like something or recognizes something as an invader, it's going to create inflammation. So once again, if someone's brain or neurology isn't working appropriately, we have to say, is it an energy issue, right? Or is it an immune issue to where the immune system, for some reason, is attacking different parts of the brain, creating inflammation, right? Because if we were to just focus on the neurology and the rehab and forget the other two things, we might miss a big part of the clinical picture. So that's where we try to take all three of those things to really understand brain health.
Yeah, and thank you for that summary, Dr. Maynard, because that's exactly exemplifying integrated health systems. You look at all, everything, how it all connects. And I think to some extent people are used to that theory of how does everything connect, because say one of our listeners had hip surgery, but before they had the surgery, they were walking sort of funny. And so that affected their knees and their ankles and maybe their back and their neck, and everything gets sort of askew. So people understand, oh, you need to treat other parts of the body, not just where it's injured. But you take it so much deeper where you actually go into the mind and say, okay, the mind controls how everything works. So do we need to do anything in your brain with those connections to actually affect the rest of the body? Am I kind of understanding that right?
Totally. Totally agree with that statement.
Yeah, and that's something that's really unique about you guys, and I love it. So when we're talking about dizziness and lightheadedness and vertigo, which is kind of what you're covering in this three-part series coming up on two Thursdays and then the Tuesday, how would you say that lightheadedness and dizziness might involve all three of those areas, neurology, endocrinology, and immunology?
Definitely. So if we look at the neurology side, which is what I'm going to touch heavily on in the first lecture, is if you look at dizziness coming from the brain, I want everyone to think about dizziness simply as a mismatch into where your brain has no clue where you are in space and where the world is relative to you, right? So you have three main systems, okay? You have your inner ear, right, which sits in your skull, and it's constantly measuring gravity. So when you turn your head or you change your head relative to gravity, it detects that, right? It's got these little sensors, okay? And then you have your visual system, which is telling you, where are you relative to the world, right? I know I'm here starting at point A. Okay, I see that cup is at point B. Okay, that's this far away. And then ultimately, my neck is what's telling me, where's my head relative to my body? Okay, so your brain, I want you to think of the brain in the standpoint of maps. And it's making maps of where's your head, where's your arm, where's your leg, and then where's the world around me? Dizziness occurs when there's either damage to one of those systems or there becomes a mismatch. I always talk about, what is it, for those of you who have seen like Charlie Brown, and he's talking to the one teacher, and it's like, right? One of these systems all of a sudden starts giving junk information, so that when I turn my head to the right, all of a sudden my inner ear may say, I turn my head to the right, and then my eyes say, well, you didn't move, and then my neck says, you went to the left. Your brain gets really confused, and people get dizzy, they get nauseous. So that's kind of the idea when it comes to neurology in the brain, is it becomes a mismatch between sensory systems. Okay. When you look at endocrinology and immunology, blood sugar dysregulation, hormone dysregulation, different gut disorders, things like leaky gut, those can all cause a little bit more of that lightheadedness. And dizziness is a tricky one because everyone just says, well, I'm dizzy. But everyone's dizziness is very different. One person may be lightheaded. The other person may be spinning. The other person may be bobbing on a boat. And it's really important to separate those things because, like I said, it could be blood sugar and hormones, or it could be an issue in those brain circuits. And they're two totally different things, and you treat them totally different as well.
Mm. Wow.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you see people all the time, Dr. Maynard, who have different kinds of dizziness. Do you tend to see one cause sort of surface above the others? Like, oh, this person has a more neurological cause, or, oh, this person is more a problem with their hormones. What do you see?
I tend to see when it's dizziness in the standpoint of, you know, vertigo, I'm spinning, or I'm bobbing, I'm floating, I feel disoriented, I feel out of my body. I'd say 8 times out of 10, it's neurological. And what I mean by neurological, it's either an inner ear issue, a visual issue, or a lot of times a neck issue or a problem with all of them. So most of the time it seems to be brain-based. When you see more of that lightheadedness, dizziness, or that foggy feeling, where people just say, I feel really foggy, I feel lightheaded all the time, that tends to be a little bit more metabolic. So blood sugar, thyroid, things like that. But I'd say majority of the dizziness patients I see, it tends to be neurologically based.
Okay, great. Dr. Perry Maynard's our guest. Integrated Health Systems is the company, and integratedhealthdenver.com is their website. You can give them a call to register for this class. Seating is limited, so if you could just call, they'll reserve you a seat. But again, this is going to be Thursday, and on actually the 31st of January and February 7th, and then a Tuesday on February 12th. And Dr. Maynard will be hosting a series of classes on the topic of dizziness, and all you have to do to call, and no charge for this, is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. You know, and I guess the main thing that we always try to talk about when we have Dr. Stedman on, too, is, you know, if you're feeling any of the symptoms that we talk about on these shows, I mean, if, you know, if you see these dizzy spells, you know, getting more frequent or lasting longer than, you know, they were maybe last month or something, good idea to give you a call.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, actually, now that I think about it, because of the fall risk right now.
Right.
People are on the ice. They're maybe worried about slipping. And if you have that combined with any sort of vertigo or dizziness,
sure,
this is absolutely the time you need to go to one of these seminars. Do not let that just maintain the status quo. You need to figure out the cause. And that's exactly why Dr. Maynard and Dr. Stedman are so perfect for this, is because they're not going to just give a blanket diagnosis, oh, you have dizziness, you need this. No, it's like Dr. Maynard was just saying, there's so many reasons that somebody could be feeling dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. And that's, I think, the worst thing I see in the management of dizziness, is that so many people are told, well, you're just going to have to deal with this, or it's all in your head, you know, all these things. And it's, and a lot of times it's a lot easier than people, you know, think, you know. So dizziness is so mismanaged, I think, in the community, and so many people suffer with it and they just think it's normal. And I just want people to know that it's not, and it doesn't have to be normal. That doesn't have to be your life. There's a reason why that's going on.
So sometimes you hear the term lightheadedness, and yet, so is that, I mean, how do you guys going about, you know, differentiating in your first initial consultation if somebody says, hey, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a lightheadedness, or it can be a dizziness. I mean, so mm-hmm. just testing that you go through?
Yeah, so a mixture of both. So it's funny you say that, because I think working with so many dizziness patients, I've heard the weirdest descriptions of how people feel. I've had patients say, it feels like the left side of my head is rotating left, and it feels like the right side of my head is bobbing up and down. You're like, wait, what?
Right.
You know, so no, definitely history. So really prying and saying, okay, so you feel like it's lightheadedness. Do you feel like it's a faintness? Do you feel like you're going to faint when you move or when you stand up? Do you feel kind of black spot? So I almost try to help describe it for them. And then eventually I'll get to a point where they'll be like, yes, that's it right there. You just described it, you know, and that gives me an idea of a mechanism, because when you're looking at lightheadedness, that tends to be more vascular. So they're not getting blood to their brain versus I feel like I'm spinning. I feel like I'm rocking on a boat. I feel like I'm floating. Those are all very more descriptive for inner ear pathologies, right? Or you may have someone who says, I feel like, you know, they get really dizzy when they're in busy visual environments. So your visual system can cause dizziness as well. So a big part is really digging into the history and almost helping them describe their sensation. But then, yeah, testing is huge. Testing is probably one of the biggest things for dizziness, because I can use different tests to help me give an idea of, is it more neurological? Is it more metabolic? Is it inner ear? Is it vision? Is it neck? Where's the mismatch? That's my goal day one, is saying, where is your mismatch? Why don't you know where you are in space?
Yeah, and I'm really glad you said that, Dr. Maynard, about sort of helping the patient describe their own symptoms, because that's exactly what Dr. Stedman did for me when I went in for my migraines. I knew I was having a problem with my vision, but I felt sort of silly because I couldn't really describe what was happening, and multiple doctors had asked me to say, what's going on with your eyes? And I'd be like, I don't know, I just have trouble seeing. And Dr. Stedman, he took a tongue depressor and he moved it all around, and he watched my eyes move around looking at the tongue depressor, and he actually helped me find the words to say, my eyes are actually crisscrossed a little bit, like they're pointed in toward my nose, and it was out of focus, and I'd never been able to describe it, and it was so empowering to say, this is what's wrong.
Yep. No, I totally agree with that.
And, you know, I was looking at something real quick before our break. I was looking at something before the show, and it said nearly 40% of people over the age of 40 experience dizziness in their lifetime, and dizzy spells, you know, they can be uncomfortable, but they're also very common in adults, and then you get into that whole vertigo thing, which really can be very, very serious, right?
Oh, definitely. And it can be extremely debilitating. You know, people can't go to work. They can't function. They can't play with their kids. Yeah, I mean, some people are able to manage with dizziness. And other people, it ruins their life. You know, actually, quick before we take the break, I had a patient in last week who has been on disability for an entire year. She hasn't been able to walk by herself, and she hasn't been able to shower or go to the bathroom by herself for an entire year. And she's 26 years old from severe dizziness, you know, and we were able to help her and get her back to almost 100%, you know, in 3 days. But she was a prime example of she couldn't function in life by herself, you know, which is a very scary thing.
And, you know, I would just about guarantee you, you're not the first medical professional she came to.
Nope. You she know? Had been bounced around to a ton of doctors who just kind of didn't really have much for her, unfortunately.
Right. And in 3 days, hey, you got her some help. That's why you need to give Integrated Health Systems a call, 303-781-5617. Again, the series on this topic of dizziness is going to be Thursdays, the 31st of January, February 7th, and then they will wrap it up on Tuesday, February the 12th. You can give them a call. It's absolutely no charge to you. Just call and reserve your seat, 303-781-5617. We'll be back with more of Your Health Matters right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. A little more of Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley, along with Marie Christine. Dr. Perry Maynard joins us now. If you're just getting in the car, turn on your radio. Take advantage of these events. This is going to be Thursday night, January 31st, and again on February 7th on a Thursday. And then Tuesday, February the 12th, this will be a series of classes on the topic of dizziness with integrated health systems. All you have to do is call and reserve your seat now, 303-781-5617.
Dr. Maynard, before we move on, I was fascinated by that story you told before the break about the 26-year-old woman who had such terrible vertigo she couldn't even go to work or go to the bathroom by herself. How did you help her so quickly in just 3 days? What was going on there?
Yeah, definitely. So it was an interesting case. And so she had gotten, this came on a year ago. She was a nurse at a hospital, and they're actually unsure of what started this. There may be some thought that it was something meningitis or something like that, but it got very mismanaged. But, you know, honestly, with all of my dizziness patients in the initial exam, like I said, you know, with our testing, I'm always getting a really good picture saying where is the mismatch. What's not allowing this patient to know where their head is relative to their body, right? So, you know, during the test, during the exam, I'm also treating things like that. The big thing for her was issues with her neck. So you can think about it where there can be issues with the neck itself or the areas in the brain that interpret neck input become skewed. For whatever reason, the way her brain was interpreting information from her neck was just absolutely destroying her sense of where she was. So honestly, what we did was we did a ton of work where, you know, we can mount different lasers on the head, on the trunk, and actually work on the patient using visual cues with a laser, kind of help to show where their body is in space, right? And we'll take vision out, and then they have to move their head to different targets and then open up and see how accurate they are. It's a great way to kind of force the brain to start becoming more reliant on the neck and kind of figure where she is. So honestly, we just did a ton of work to her neck. We even did some different forms of taping. So taping a lot of times can be phenomenal for dizziness patients because it's an extra tactile cue saying, here's where your neck is, here's where your head is, you're turning, okay? Gives you a little bit more input to the skin, right? And the skin is a great receptor for feedback. So honestly, we just did a ton of work with her neck and retraining her brain how to interpret her neck input and when her head was right, left. And that's pretty much all we had to really do.
Wow, that is amazing. Because when you think about a typical chiropractor, Scott, you think about adjustments. You know, maybe they're going to crack your back or move your head around your neck or something. But this goes so far beyond that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, I mean, like I said before, Dr. Stebman has helped us out many, many occasions. And I think a lot of times people just feel stuck. You know, they've gone to the medical side of things, Dr. Maynard, and just haven't been able to find the help. And so they've just kind of put up with things. And that's why we really want to encourage you to take advantage of these classes. And we're going to be promoting a lot that they're going to be doing all throughout the year. But just again, to give you the dates, Thursday evening, January 31st and February 7th. And then again on Tuesday, February 12th, Dr. Maynard will be hosting a series of classes on this topic of dizziness. They do this absolutely free of charge. They just want to be able to help you. And this is not some kind of, this is an educational seminar. This is not some kind of get you in there, try to get you signed up with something. This is just to give you some good information. Hey, and if it's applicable and you want to let them help you, We hope you will. But give them a call to reserve your seat. That's the most important thing, 303-781-5617. You know, I was going to ask you, sometimes these dizzy spells can hit people that maybe have had a history of migraines. Do you see or notice any relation to that a little bit more with people that may experience migraines along with dizziness?
I definitely do, and it becomes usually one of those things of kind of like chicken or the egg. Is it the migraine causing the dizziness, or is it similar areas in the brain that are dysfunctioning that are causing dizziness and migraines as well? And a lot of times I see it be that one, is that it just so happens that the dysfunctional areas of the brain are causing the migraine are also causing some of that dizziness, right? So one of the big things that happens with migraines is a lot of times the migraines will alter the way you send blood to different regions of the brain and to the body, right, which then can cause different areas of the brain to just really not work as well as they normally should. So I very commonly see dizziness and migraines hand in hand. And honestly, a lot of times if you fix what's causing their dizziness, the migraines a lot of times get better on their own.
So we keep coming back to what's causing it, which I think is where you guys really excel at Integrated Health Systems. And I'm curious, when you talk about the testing that's involved to find that cause, is there blood work involved with any sort of dizziness problems?
There is, definitely. There's certain cases where I don't always necessarily, when it seems pretty cut and dry, you know, inner ear or something like that. But for the most part, most of them, I'll always start with a baseline of looking at, you know, sex hormones. So estrogen, testosterone, looking at thyroid hormone, looking for anemias, looking at blood sugar. So there are probably a group of like five or six metabolic conditions that are pretty common that can absolutely cause dizziness that I'll usually run with every patient. So I'll usually run that up front and then do the exam. And then off the exam, I have a pretty good indicator if it's more brain-based. And if it seems like everything's pretty clear brain-based, then that's when we really start to dive more into the immunology and the endocrinology. So we start with a little bit of everything, and then I let my exam kind of guide me down what do we need to do further testing on.
Right. Well, again, Dr. Maynard, always great to have you and always good information. I hope you've, our listeners, hey, if you've been experiencing this or know someone that has, give them a call now. Again, Thursday, January 31st and February 7th, and then Tuesday, February 12th, Dr. Maynard will be hosting these series of classes on the topic of dizziness. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617. Check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Maynard, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Marie, thank you as well.
Always good to be here talking to Dr. Maynard.
All right. Thank you for joining us today.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.